Today's shir is Nedarim Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. We're on the second line from the top. Just a continuation. The din was we saw yesterday from Shmuel that if a person was holding on to a kli, examining a kli, and it broke through an onus, then they're chayav to pay for it. Someone picks up on this and says, "Natanya kavasi de Shmuel." We have a brisa that's going to support Shmuel when you're inspecting something that's really like you are a shoel, like this. Halokeach kelim min hatagar l'shagron leves chomiv. The guy takes a kli, something from the one who's selling, and he wants to send it to his father-in-law. It's a good gift. He wants to get on his good side. Va'amalo. He says like this to the mocher, to the seller. Imakablin osamimeni. If they want this from me, ani noisin lecho dmeim. I'll pay for it, the value. Ve'im lav. If they don't want them from me, meaning they'll be happy, at least I sent them to them, but they're not going to, they'll return them. Ani noisin lecho lefi tovas hana shebehen. I'll give you amount of money according to like the tovas hana, the financial benefit that I got from them. I mean, I got some hana from them because I showed my father-in-law that I wanted to send him a gift, and even he says no, that counts for something. But then Sue, right, and then an onus happened. So if it happened behalicha on their way to the house of the father-in-law, chayiv, he's broken them because he has a din of a what's it called, a shoel. Bechazara, but let's say again, the father-in-law didn't want to keep it, and he's sending them back, and that's when the onus happens. It happens bechazara. He's potter. Why? Mipnei shehu kenoise sachar. He's being paid to watch. He goes down a level, right? Because just the explanation is, since the father-in-law doesn't want to keep them, this person who is going to be the lokeach is no longer getting any benefit from them. He's no longer a shoel, right? So since he's a shomer sachar, right? Shomer sachar, then he is potter for an onus. So now Gemara says like this: Hahu saf seira, sirsur, like a middleman. Deshkal chamra lezabune v'lo izabin. He wanted to sell a donkey, but he was unsuccessful in finding a buyer. Bahade de hador Isnis Chamar. And when he was coming back, bringing his donkey back to its owner, that's when an onus happened to the Chamor. So Chayv Rav Nachman LaShalume. So Rav Nachman says, you're Chayv to pay for it. Eisvi Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav asks a question on this. Nensu Behalicha Chayv. Bechazar Potter. Right? Why should he have to pay for it? In other words, this Din Rav, he's on the return trip home. Why did Rav Nachman make him Chayv to pay? That was the question that Rava asked. So Amalei, Rav Nachman says back to him, Chazor de Saf Seira Holochahi. No, when you're coming back on the trip, that's still like going there, because it means Kolzman that you didn't really get an owner for it. Someone else could buy it. De ilu mashkach lezabune afila above the base, even in the doorsteps, the opening of the house, you're about to go in, and someone finds you like, you know, a minute before you get home. If someone wants to buy it now, of course you would sell it. So me lo mezabin lei, wouldn't he sell it to you? So of course. So therefore, Kolzman that hasn't gotten back by the donkey case, not with the kalim, but when you're selling the donkey, you'll want a potential buyer at any point in time. So therefore, he has a din of a. Of a what? Of a shoel, of a borrower. Okay, next Mishnah. Oh, so now we're going to get a little bit of gadita. Konam shani nehena la'arelim. The guy takes a neder and says, I'm not going to get any benefit from those who are an orel, someone who is uncircumcised. So in this case, he's mutaba arel Yisrael. He's allowed to get hana, benefit from a Jew who is not circumcised. V'osir b'mule umos ha'olam. And even if a goy has a bris, I shouldn't say bris, has a circumcision, he is still not considered to be, he's still called an orel. He's still considered an orel, and therefore he is going to be mutter. Right? He could get... I'm sorry, I said it backwards. Yeah, mutar b'arel Yisrael, he could, but also b'mulei umos ha'olam. Even if he has a bris, then he's still considered to be an orel. Okay, so in Oral Yisrael, in this, the discussion takes its way in Yevamos. Why is there an Oral Yisrael over here? So really, the question, the explanation is because his brothers died as a result of getting a meal themselves. So we're machmir on this for Pikuach Nefesh, and we say even after two times, if two of his brothers died, that's enough to establish a chazaka. So the third brother, he's the Oral Yisrael that does not have a bris. It's a fascinating discussion. If he was a Kohen, so a Kohen, you have to have a bris in order to eat Truma. So let's say he was a Kohen, and unfortunately two of his brothers passed away because of the bris mila, would he be allowed to eat the Truma or not? Okay, let's continue now. What would be the case if he says like this? Shani nehen lemulim. Now I'm not going to get any benefit from people who have a bris mila, so asur ba'arel Yisrael. Even if a Jew does not have a bris, he's an oral. He's still not allowed to get benefit from him. And the opposite, he's allowed to get a benefit from people from a non-Jew who has a circumcision. She'ein ha'arla kruya el l'shem umas ha'olam. Because when we talk about oral, that's referring to the umas ha'olam, she'ne'emar, pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So, well, I'll read the pasuk in the morning, we'll go see a little bit about she'ne'emar. Ki kol ha'goyim ha'reilim, v'chol beis Yisrael arli lev. Right? So, it says that all the goyim are arelim. This is actually in Perek Tes of Yirmiyahu, which we read on Tisha B'Av morning. So this is not part of it. The actual Haftorah ends like two psukim earlier, but then just continuing after this, Hina Yamim Boim, days are coming to Hashem, Uvarikti Al Kol Mol Mul Bo'orla. I'm going to deal with everyone who's uncircumcised for being an oro. Al Mitzrayim v'al Yehuda v'al Edom v'al Bnei Amon v'al Moav v'al Kol Kitzutze Pea Hayoshim b'Midbar. Right, so he's dealing with all the nations, and this is the now Gemara quote at the end of this. Rabbi Steinfeld likes to point out the Gemara sometimes doesn't quote the most important part of the pasuk because you assumed you knew Tanakh already, so it's just quoting like to remind you of what the other part of the pasuk. Right, here's the end of the pasuk says Ki chol hagoyim areilim v'chol beis Yisrael arle leiv. All the goyim are an arel, and that's the source over here, but the beis Yisrael has an arle leiv, an uncircumcised heart. And the Radak on this pasuk says, since the actions of the Jewish people are resembling the actions of the Avodah Zarah, v'heim arei leiv, they have uncircumcised hearts. Lo toelim milas habosar. It didn't help the fact they just did the bris mila on their skin. Hareheim ke'ilu lo molu. It's as if they're acting. It's like they don't have a bris because they're behaving in such a way. Their maaseim are that way. Okay, then what do we see? The pasuk continues. Rabbi Shmuel Amar gives a different pasuk. Gedol amia shenichrusu aleh shalosh esrei brisos. Look how great the bris mila is. That there are 13 covenants were made with it. The source of this in Lech Lecha says the word bris 13 times over there in Perek Yud Zayin in Chumash. The Sfas Emes in Parshas Lech Lecha has a beautiful idea. He says, bris is Lashon Hiskashrus, that it means to attach oneself. So Amr Torah, Vosidbakun, right? You should attach yourself. So Pirush Rashi, Hidavik b'mayidosov, right? It means to cling to Hashem, means to act with Hashem's midos. Lefize emerges from this, says the Sfas Emes, Shlosh Esrei brisois heima hisdavkus b'shlosh Esrei hamidos helionos. The 13 brisos that are referring to means attaching oneself to the 13 midos of Hashem. Kuvav bris haloshon, the way a person speaks. Va'aide haskar shlosh Esrei midos einam choizus reikam. Right, that's the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Yud Zayin and Beis, that when you say but you act with the Yud Gimel Midos, the whole Sefer Toma Devor is based upon that. How we're not going to return empty-handed. Kimochin Aide Shmiras Bris Moor, when a person is shown with their Bris Mila Moor Lamala Shalosh Esrei Midos Shel Rachamim. When they do that, then that is Moor. It arouses in Shemayim the 13 the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim V'zeh Gedola Mila. That's what it means over here. This inyan of the Mila being Shomer in the Mila, personal holiness. Then that is arouses Hashem's Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. There is a Beis Halevi who explains that these two ideas of Bris Mila refer to two aspects. One part is the Hasaras Ha'orel, removing the status of being an oral, but that's like the negative. And there's the positive part, which is a hosafos, Miles Kedusha. Okay, continuing now in the Gemara, Reb Yossi Omer Gedola Mila Shedoiche Es HaShabbos Chamura. We know how great Shabbos is, that if that's a bo bayom, then we would actually do the bris on Shabbos itself. Okay, Reb Yeshua ben Karcha Omer Gedola Mila Shlo Nislolo Lemosha Hatzadik Ale Melosha. Okay, we'll have to see later on. The Gemara is going to talk about, though, why Moshe was held punished for postponing this. Here he's called Moshe HaTzadik. So usually we call him Moshe Rabbeinu. Other people who are called a tzaddik in the Chumash, you have Noach HaTzadik, and you have Yosef HaTzadik. So Rabbi Razdin likes the quote from Isaac Bernstein's Zatzal, that what's the Indian of calling a tzaddik? I think Isaac Bernstein was quoting from the Bali Tosfos, because they supported others. They supported the world. Yosef provided, Noach provided. So when you provide for others, that's the midah of being a tzaddik. Continuing now in the Mishnah, Rabbi Nechemiah Omer Gedola Mila Shedoyche Es Hanagoyim. So it could even push aside if you have in last week's parshan, right? Tzaras, if you have on the makom mila, so then you would cut it off. Rabbi Omer Gedola Mila Shekol Hamitzvos Sheosa Avram Avinu Lo Nikra Shalim Ad Shemal. From all the mitzvahs that Avram did, he wasn't called Shalim until he had the bris. Shneemar, his halich lefane v'yesamim. Walk in front of me, and you will be tamim. You'll be complete. So, the Shem Yishmuel in Parshat Eres says, you know, that's an interesting idea. I'm sorry, it's a different one I want to do with. Maybe we'll do the in Vayishlach. And the one in Vayera talks about Davka, well, that he had to have a higher level, had to change his goof in order to bring the Shechina lower into this world. But there's a Shem Yishmuel in Vayishlach, quoted in the Sefer Be'iri Chassidus L'Shas. He says, Avril Be'is Hamila Haya Ben Tishim B'Teisha Shana. So he was 99. V'chein Yaakov Avinu Haya Ben Tishim B'Teisha Shana Kishikayim Mitzvahs Shabbos. So Avram is 99 by the Bris, Yaakov is 99 by Shabbos. V'chein Omer Vayichan Es Pnei Ha'ir. The Gemara darshans out from there. It's a medrash. Shomer Yaakov es haShabbos kodim shenit. He kept Shabbos before it was given. Va'az nikra shalim, and that's why he's called a shalim. K'dechsiv shan va'yovo Yaakov shalim. Yaakov came shleimus. Okay, Shabbos umila. These two mitzvos of Shabbos and mila, shnei osios shavim hein hamidim al yichud hakadosh baruch hu Yisrael. They describe and they testify about the unique relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people, right? So, v'lama hayatzrich nios davka b'nei tzadi tes shunikroim shalom. Why at 99? Punk. That's the magic number that Avram gets mila and Yaakov gets Shabbos. Yadua who it's known shekol es sheyesh eser koychus benefesh. There are 10 faculties of the soul, right? Chochma bina vedas are intellectual. The emotional ones are Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. Those combined to make the 10. Uklulam, Haim, Zebeze, Ve'olimeya. So each one of those has, all the others contained with this. So each one of the 10 has 10 subcategories. So that makes 100, 10 times 10. Meya, Haya, Nekuda, Pnimius, Shepinius. That's the innermost point, is 100. Kasher, he gives Shneihim, the Nekuda, Zu. And when Avram and Yaakov were coming to this point, Zochu, L'Shleimus, Hamitius. That's what it means by 99, because they were coming to that point of complete Shleimus of 100. Beautiful idea from the Shem Yishmuel and Parshas Vayishlach. Okay, continues now. Dover Acher, Gdola Milish, Ilmale, who he, Lobor, Hakodesh Baruch Hu, Es Olamo. If it wasn't for me, Hashem wouldn't have created the world. Shneemar, Koma Hashem, Imlo Barisi, Yomam, Valaila, Chuko Shemayim, Va'aret, Lo Samti. If it hadn't been for the Bris, I wouldn't have made the Shemayim Va'aret. So the Bris that's both by day and night is the Bris of Shabbos that's always found on the person's body. Starts the Gemara now. Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Gedola Mila, Shekol Zechuya She'osa Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Omdu Lo Kishinisrashel Min Hamila. You see how important the Bris Mila is, that all of the merits that Moshe had didn't protect him when he was negligent about doing the Bris. Shneemar Vayif Geshehu Hashem Vayivakesh Hamiso. Hashem met him and he wanted to kill him. Beginning at the end of Parshas Shmos. So Omer Rebbe says, "Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Chas v'Shalom, Shemosh Rabbeinu Nisrashel Min Hamila." What, you think Moshe was being neglectful? Of course not. Chas v'Shalom, Elikach Omer. But he had the following dilemma: Emo v'Eitzei, if I'm going to do the Bris right now on my son and then leave to start the journey, Hashem told me, Sakonahi, that's a danger for the child. Shneemar, because you see the traveling in the first 3 days is dangerous. Vayhi b'Yom Hashlishi b'Yosam Koavim. Right, that's when in Vayishlach. When Shimon and Levi saw that the Anshei Shechem were in pain, right? So you see that the pain lasts for 3 days, and that would be a sakana for the child. So what could he do? So on the other hand, Amul Ve'eshe, if I do give the bris right now and I wait, I don't go, I'll wait Eshe Shlosha Yom, I'll wait the 3 days, right, and then I'm going to leave, that's also a problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amali, Hashem said to me, Lech Shuv Mitzrayim, go back and return to Mitzrayim, meaning go immediately. So that's why Moshe didn't give a bris to his son immediately. But it wasn't a hisrashlus, it wasn't, he was neglectful. Ele Pnei Manen Ash Moshe. So then Taka, why was Moshe punished? Now on the top of Amud Aleph, Mibnei shinis asig b'malon techila, because he was occupying with the lodging first and didn't immediately do the mitzvah of bris milah when he had a chance. Shnemar v'hi b'derech b'malon, they came to pass on the way at the lodging place, at the hotel. So that's the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was put, his life was put into danger.